paying for, like, I'm already paying for other advertising, but definitely Google is a big one where people automatically go on and search for work. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Okay, great. So here's Mario to apply that rate. Hi, Mario, are you with us now?
Yes, I am, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Zach, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good.
Zach, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors with the company. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can and straight to the point, brother. I hope you're okay with that.
That's okay with me.
I like to be mindful of people's time. You know, it's one of, you know, it's Google services. It's one of these things. Hey, man, if you like it, the price sounds good. Let's get you on that first page. If you don't, no hard feelings. We get it. Now, you're doing remodeling. When you say remodeling, are you doing like interior, like?
Yeah, I do interior and exterior work.
You do both. Okay, okay.
Yes.
So you're doing like drywall, flooring, and so forth?
Yes. So I chose that remodeling and repairs because it's a very broad, you know, there's a lot of broad work. Like, you can think of many things with just those two words. So that's kind of what I do. I was like almost a handyman, but I also do interior remodeling for people. So.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And as of right now, what are you doing, Zach, as far as, like, I know you, Tara said that you were doing some type of marketing on your own. I mean, what have you done or what have you used to
Well, I've applied for Angie Leads. I don't know if you heard of them. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, of course I've heard of Angie Leads, Home Advisor.
So I have them helping me out, get some leads.
Mm-hmm.
And they have already, you know, I'm pretty surprised on how they did that. And,
okay.
I am also on like a couple pages, you know, I have a Facebook page. I put my page on Google, with you guys. And then I have like a Yelp account, not very popular on the Yelp. I'm not paying them anything, but those are the things that I'm currently doing right now.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And are you, okay. Do you have a license to operate in Nebraska or not yet?
No, I'm actually obtaining my contractor's license. Like as we speak, I was going through. I had just bought my insurance 2 weeks ago for my business, and I'm on my way. Today I was gonna get my surety bond, and then I was gonna apply for the contractor's license.
Okay. All right. No big deal.
They have big old steps. Yeah. For that.
We're still able to help, Zach. I mean, it's just one of these things that we can list online if you had one. I mean, obviously, if you don't, we still help thousands of clients that don't operate with a license, and they're still doing work through Google services. So this is what we offer, Zach, to get straight to the point. So what we would do is that we would place A to C remodeling and repairs on that first page of Google. Okay, how do we do that? In order for us to give you a call, like Tara advised, there has to be availability for us to get you on that first page, right? It's not like anybody can come any day and say, hey, man, just put me on there. It doesn't work that way. Why? Because there's only a few slots in there, right? So there has to be availability, and that's what we have now. So what we would do is that we would get you on the first page right alongside of like D&D, Home Improvement, Cornerstone, Superior, HC. Not sure if you heard of any of those guys before, but they're your competition on that first page. Now, these guys, Zach, they do what you do. They're in the remodeling business, interior and exterior. The only difference that, you know, is keeping them busy is obviously because they are coming up on that first page of Google. Now, there's a big difference on how we operate than like companies, you know, which are third parties like Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, right, which all benefit from selling you leads. And whether it's a good lead or not, you still got to pay for it, right? So on the Google platform, you would be listed as one of the top recommended companies on that first page. And whether you receive 50 calls or you get 10 clients in 1 month and then the next month you get 20, the amount that you pay is a flat rate monthly with no contract. Okay, and that's what, that's why people love the Google services, because there is no contract. And this is the reason, I'll tell you very straightforward, Zach, why there's no contract. When something works, there's no need to tie nobody down to a contract. People stay on their own. I mean, and that's just reality, brother. You know, I mean, people are going to stick with what works, right? I mean, I can ask you right now, when you do a search yourself to look up for a restaurant or anything, I mean, what do you utilize to do your searches?
Yeah, no, yeah, like you look at the first thing that pops up, and then, you know.
Right. But I say, and, you know, most people, 98% of people use Google to do searches, right? I'm assuming that you probably.
For sure, yeah. Yep. I told the other lady that too, right before us.
Yeah, and that's one thing I ask people sometimes, because they're like, you know, I hear it a lot. I mean, I've been doing this for so many years, and I was like, well, I got with Angie's and Home Advisor, and, you know, I'm not very happy. The leads, they charge me and this and that. And I tell people, well, what do you use when you search on the internet for a business or a restaurant? They're like, Google. I said, well, there's your answer. But anyhow, Zach, back to your business. Do you have a website for the company?
No, currently I did haven't made a website yet.
Not yet. Okay, perfect. The reason that I'm asking that is part of the service that we offer, Zach, we would build you a website, and we wouldn't charge you extra for it. It's already included within the service to build you a site. Here, and I'll show you what I'm referring to here. Bear with me here 1 second. I'll send that to you. Are you able to receive text messages, brother?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just send this to you right quick so you have an idea of what I'm referring to. Bear with me here 1 second. Another question I wanted to ask, Zach, are you Spanish-speaking by any chance?
Yeah, I'm bilingual.
Oh, okay. No, that's actually really good, because it opens up more opportunities, which I'm sure you know that, especially being on the first page of Google. Obviamente, también te llamaría la gente que no habla inglés, you know. So, por eso te pregunto, eso es una ventaja cuando eres bilingüe, because también a veces la gente, si no ve que dice español, no te contacta, because, you know, they're like, oh, well, no me puedo comunicar con esta persona, you know. So, that's a huge advantage, especially, you know, out where you are in Nebraska. So, te mandé el mensaje de texto, brother. Can you let me know if you got it?
Yep, I just got it now.
Okay. See, if you, here, I'll go over it with you. If you open that up.
Yep. I see it.
If you open that up, you're going to see where it says Handy Master.
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah, right there, that he said Handy Master. Ahí dijera A&C Remodeling.
Uh-huh. Okay?
And repairs, obviously. That would be your company name. Okay? And then right underneath that, donde dice Featured Services, aquí es donde vamos a poner, bro, los servicios que ofreces al público. Okay? You know, like right here, you see how they do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, handyman services, home repairs, you know, like drywall, flooring. So whatever it is that you do, we're going to list that on there. And another question, Zach, do you take pictures of the work you do?
Yeah, I do have currently pictures on my A to Z remodeling page on the Google.
Okay, perfect. So what we would do is that we would take those pictures and use them for the website. Because honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I mean, I'm a little surprised que no tienes tu website todavía, because you look a lot. I mean, I don't want to say more legitimate, because you are a legitimate business, bro. Pero tienes una presencia mejor en el internet. Does it make sense when you have your own website? You know, I mean, it gives you a different. You know, and then looking at your GBP, que es your Google Business Profile, tampoco tienes like any stars, you know, any ratings. También te ayudaríamos con eso, because I'm gonna be honest right now, man. When I looked you up, you cannot be found on Google right now unless somebody types A to C remodeling and repairs. And, and let's be honest, Zach, nadie se va a meter a Google y va a poner A to C remodeling repairs. La gente cuando se mete a Google, they type in what they're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I noticed that too. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, la gente cuando se mete a Google va a poner, oh, I need, you know, my bathroom remodeled, or I need my kitchen remodeled, or necesito drywall, or, entonces lo que nosotros hiciéramos, hey brother, sorry that I'm speaking Spanglish. Are you okay with that? My apologies, bro.
No, that's fine. I kind of feel at home.
me acabo de dar cuenta, bro, que te estoy hablando Spanglish. Digo, imagínate si
no, you're good, bro.
Porque no me has hablado español. Nomás me dices que si hablas español, sabes, like, man, what? Pero sí me entiendes, entonces.
No, yeah, of course.
Okay. So what we would do is that we would list you under the keywords, ¿verdad? Es como cuando te digo, cuando tú te metes a buscar, let's say, like an Italian restaurant, you're not going to put the name of the restaurant because obviously you don't know the name of the restaurant. You're just going to put, you know, where can I go eat some bomb lasagna, or where is there a good Italian restaurant? And then what Google does, it's going to generate on that first page the top options. Y ya escoges tú cuál quieres ir. So, sería lo mismo para A to Z. We would put you under all the keywords, you know, todo lo que haces, flooring, remodeling, interior, exterior. I know I've seen that you do a few other things, without like trimming and decorating, moldings, power washing.
Yeah.
So, todos esos, Zach, los usamos like keywords. Okay?
Okay.
So that's how A to Z will now pop up on the first page, and now people will be able to find you. Because right now, your listing on Google is como que ni tienes uno, because no one can see it, bro. You know, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's just...
I noticed that too.
Yeah. So, it'll be a game changer, bro, you know? And you know what? I'm just going to ask you very straightforward, Zach, because you seem, you know, like a straight shooter. What we want to know, you know, and this is important for us to know, is that are you able to take on more work if it starts coming from the Google platform?
Most definitely, yeah.
Okay. No, te pregunto eso, and that's a serious and honest question. I know sometimes people say, well, of course, that's what I want. But some, you know, there's businesses, believe it or not, that either only have one person working or they're overbooked, and that's not ideal for us, right? So nosotros queremos, because it's the Google platform. I mean, esto no es Angie's. This is not Home Advisor or Thumbtack. I mean, this is... you know, the Google first page. So, obviamente, we know what that causes. So, we want your reputation there, que se mire bien, because it also represents us. You know, so that's the reason we ask. So, that's good. ¿Estás trabajando solo, Zach, or tienes ayuda? How are you doing it?
So, I'm working under myself, under the entity. I'm the only one put under, because I don't pay for workers' comp. But I do have another buddy, he has his own business going on, kind of also, but we partner up a lot and we get big jobs done like that.
Okay, perfect.
You know, so I do have help. Like, I'm not just, like, if I need help, I can always bring them on and have people helping me out. So
getting the help is not a big deal for you. Okay, excellent.
No, it's not.
That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Perfect. Now, outside of Omaha, I think you told Tara that you're only traveling about 10 miles. Is that the furthest you're willing to go, Zach? Or estuvieras dispuesto a ir más lejos if the money's right?
My farthest I would go is probably to Lincoln when it comes to Nebraska, from Omaha to Lincoln. And up north, it'll probably be as far as Fort Calhoun. And then to the west, it'll probably be the most will probably be Elkhorn or Valley. But nothing more than that, you know. I don't really step into Iowa because my insurance doesn't cover in Iowa.
Oh, okay. I looked it up here, and it's showing me that from Lincoln to Nebraska, you're talking about like 50 miles or so. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's from Omaha. Yeah, from Omaha to Lincoln. Yeah.
Okay, 50 miles.
So that's like the most I'll go.
Yeah, the max. And obviously, también tiene que hacer sentido. You're not going to travel over there for $200, you know what I'm saying? So it has to make sense. Okay, gotcha. Now, do you have any social media listing set?
Yeah, I have only a Facebook right now. It's
Facebook.
A to Z Modeling.
Okay. Oh, pero si es el negocio, el listing.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a
perfect.
It's a business page, yeah.
Excellent. The reason I'm asking that, brother, is that part of the service that we offer, we also work. Google has a partnership with Meta. Meta is la persona que corre Facebook. I'm sure you know that. You know, they're in charge of Facebook. So we work,
right.
We partner up with Facebook as well. So what
okay.
we would do is that we would take that A2C listing that you have, your account on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay? So, and that's already included. You're not, you know, eso ya va incluido en el servicio. So I don't know if you're getting traction from Facebook, you know, but once you have the ads running, it's a complete game changer, right? Because ahora, the way that that works is that Google refers to it as retargeting. Why they do that? Because anybody that goes on Google and searches anything that has to do with remodeling or, you know, drywall or anything that you do, let's say that person didn't call you that one time when they went on Google. When that person in the Omaha and the surrounding cities, when that person goes on their Facebook page, they're going to see an ad pop up for A to Z, you know, and that works excellent because hay mucha gente que they're like, oh, that's right, man, I needed this done, and then they'll contact you that way, you know. So it's an excellent feature that we have working with Facebook. So we would also run ads on Facebook for A to Z. We also partner up. Google tiene un partnership, Zach, with Apple, right? Which I'm sure you're familiar with Apple, right? For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari. So we also list you through there as well. Okay. And then lastly, trabajamos ahorita, Google partner up también con AI. Okay. Which I'm sure you're familiar. Todo el mundo está usando el chat, GPT, el artificial intelligence. Okay.
Yep.
So we would also list A through Z on there as well. Okay,
okay.
That's included within the service too. And here's the difference, and this is where, you know, where it makes us stand out amongst the competition, where, you know, por esto es que Google, it blows the competition out of the water. Y te voy a decir por qué. With the services on Google, you're no vas a pagar por lead ni por llamada. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So regardless of how many calls you get or how many jobs you land, you pay a one flat rate monthly, and that's it. You know,
okay.
We don't care if you get 10 jobs or you get 12 jobs. That doesn't matter, you know. And we don't care if you get 50 calls or you get 80 calls. Tampoco
right,
importa.
Right.
Y te digo eso because, I mean, you know you dealt with it. You know, you got to pay for those with other companies. They're on a paper lead service, which is completely different. So the other question that I did want to ask, are you open for commercial, Zach, or solamente estás haciendo residential?
No, just residential right now.
Residential only, okay. At some point, would you be willing to open for commercial or no?
I don't know. I've been in that field before. I don't know if I like commercial. Yeah, I project managed a lot of commercial work, and I mean it is good pay, but I just know how it is. I don't. But I would be willing, like say the next year or so, if I got a nice crew that knows their stuff, and then I'll go jump into some commercial work. But as of now, no.
Oh, okay, back there. Okay. So you were a manager. I know that's what Tara put here on the notes. I thought she was talking about like a company. What did you manage, if you don't mind me asking, Zach?
Sorry, I had to go somewhere quiet. My baby's crying.
No. It's
no, I was a project manager for a company called Lestoxic Contracting, and we did siding, a lot of siding and re-roofs, stuff like just siding and re-roofs when I was managing. So.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool, man. You can't hit this. Yes, order, huh? To run on my own.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was either
that's
now
good,
or never. Type of,
and I'll tell
yeah.
you this much, bro. And I'm just being, you know, very straight with you. Cuando mires los servicios de Google, ya no vas a ocupar pagarle a nadie más. You know, because
mm-hmm.
again, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Do you know where Angie and Home Advisor gets their leads, the ones that they sell to you? Do you know where they get them from, by any chance?
No, I didn't even ask. I'm sorry. I have pressed you on accident.
No. It's okay. I asked if you knew where Angie and Home Advisor gets their leads, but I'll tell you. Ellos lo que hacen is that they buy their leads from Google, and then they resell them to their clients more expensive. So, tú poniendo tu negocio directly on that first page, you're going to cut out the middleman. Ya no tienes que estar... Y por eso te digo que once you have the Google services, vas a mirar que ya no hay necesidad de andar pagándole a otras personas. But anyhow, let's get down to lo que importa, el precio. Right? I mean, I know that's what...
Yep.
You know, like, all right, man, everything sounds good. Now let me know...
No, for sure.
Dame lo bueno. You know what? Mucha gente piensa because it's Google and they know that Google is very successful que el precio está caro, and it's not, man. It's $2.99 a month.
Wow.
That's it, man. $2.99 a month. There's no hidden charges. There's no hidden fees. There's no additional anything for the calls or the jobs that you get. The only thing that you pay the first month with the monthly service is a $99 processing fee. Toda la gente que se pone en la primer página with the company paga $99 the first time. But every month, it's only $2.99 flat rate, Zach. And regardless of, like I said, the calls, the jobs that you get, as long as you pay those $2.99 a month, our job is to keep you on that first page, okay? And here's the thing. The reason that we don't have a contract, like I told you in the beginning, is because we don't need contracts. You know, results speak for themselves, Zach. And when something works, people stick around. You don't need to tie somebody down to 6 months or a year. Only time that you do that is when you're not sure of what you're selling. You know, because he says to, well, you know, whether it works for them or not, they're stuck 6 months, you know. It doesn't work like that here. We understand que esto tiene que funcionar para los dos, ¿verdad? Nosotros tenemos que darte a ti and make sure that you keep paying those $2.99. Under those $2.99, Zach, incluye el website, incluye Facebook, incluye Apple, y incluye AI. It's already included. Okay, you don't pay anything additional for those because they're programmings that are included because they're associated with Google. Okay, so you're not paying extra for being on those platforms. Obviously, if I'm going to be honest with you, donde vas a ver the best result is obviously on that first page, bro. I mean, just being straight with you. Okay?
Yep.
The pictures that you have for your work, do you have anyone on your phone or todos los subiste al...
Yeah, I have them on my phone that I use that I sent over to Google. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I see a few of them of the stairs that you've done, the roofing. It's pretty good pictures, you know. Pero, pues como te dije, de nada sirve tener los pictures si no los está viendo la gente, you know. So that's where we got to put them in front of the people. It's like having a billboard in the middle of the desert. That's how your listing is right now. We got to put it in the middle of the highway, bro. Donde lo vea la gente. Okay. Now, on Google here, it says that your hours of operation, Zach, son de las 8 de la mañana a 6 y media de la tarde. Did you want to keep those hours or did you want to change them?
No, those are the hours that work for me right now.
The 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.? Okay. Perfect. All right.
And I kind of listed it. I listed it kind of like, you know, people like to call it during business hours. So I kind of listed it like that way also.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking, brother, is that most people that do what you do normally have an earlier schedule, like 7 to 7 or 7 to 5.
That would be like more on the job work. But office hours would probably be those hours, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to get a call at 6 a.m., you know, or something like that. But I'm just, but the people, that's how it would work, right? Or?
Yeah, well, people are going to look at the business hours. I mean, obviously, yes, you're right. I mean, they'll call during the hours that they're expecting to be open. But let's say you're not available, remember, we always have the AI system that can answer the call for you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Por eso mucha gente los pone 6 de la mañana, porque si está dormida, sabe que a veces la gente mayor, you know, los señores ya grandes, they're up by 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, you know, looking for businesses. So when they find you on here and they call you, let's say you're not able to answer, then we have, you know, either leave a voicemail or being assisted through the AI system que les contesta. You know, but I'll leave it the way it is. I mean, it was just a suggestion, brother, but I see what you're saying. I mean, you don't want to be bothered, and that's perfectly fine. You know, as long as what matters is the calls start coming in. Eso es lo que importa. You know, I mean, el timing, I mean, it matters, but obviously we need to get that phone ringing. That's what matters. Okay. Now, on Google, like I told you, we list you through keywords, Zach. So the keywords that I have on here listed is obviously remodeling, flooring, drywall. Are you also doing pressure washing?
No, it was on there, but I don't want it on there.
Okay. ¿Quieres que lo quite?
Yeah, you can take that off.
All right, hold on. Give me 1 second. So no pressure washing. Okay. So remodeling, flooring, drywall, ¿qué más haces?
Remodeling, flooring, drywall. Did it say roof repairs on there? Because I do roof repairs and siding. I guess you would just put it general as roofing, siding.
Okay. When you say roofing, también, are you able to install a roof or no?
No, that's why I kind of had repairs on there, because I don't do re-roofs.
Okay, you know what? Let's just leave it at roof repairs, because you don't want to start getting calls from people that want to, you know, I think you're good at roof repairs, okay? Roof repairs. Déjame mirar qué más. Okay. Are you doing cabinets también?
Yeah, so that's included with the interior remodeling, is like cabinetry, finished carpentry, the flooring, the painting, basically everything except the electrical and plumbing, because I don't touch both.
Okay.
I don't rewire. Yeah. I'm not licensed to do that.
Okay, perfect. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Te llamas Zach? Is that your name? Z-A-K?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Z-A-C-H.
T-A what?
Z-A-C-H. So it's with the H at the end.
Okay. ¿Y qué es tu apellido, Zach?
Velasquez. Velasquez.
Velasquez, okay. Hey, man, you don't get too many Hispanic people que se llama Zach, eh?
True.
And what's a good email address for you, brother?
I did that wrong. So let's start all over. It's A-T-O-Z remodeling97@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Now, the 402-415-8343 number, is that a good number that we can list on Google where the clients can call you, or tienes otro número diferente, brother?
No, that one's the one that I use.
Okay.
402-415-8343.
Okay. Perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. Let me make sure that's correct. And then what address do you have the business registered to? This is not going to be listed on Google either, brother. It's just for us in case we send anything in the mail.
It's 3171 Evans Street.
Evans with an S or no S?
With the S.
Okay. And what's the zip code there, bro?
68111.
681. Okay, here it is. Came up right away. 3171 Evans Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68111. Okay, perfect. Okay. So you have more updated pictures than the ones that you lifted up on the on your profile on Google, or you don't have any new ones? Is that all you have for now?
Yeah, that's what I have for now, but I have other ones that are kind of recent, you know, but I didn't upload those. I just uploaded ones that were picture good quality and
okay,
good
perfect.
Angles.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Let me put a note on there. Now, tomorrow's Wednesday, Zach. One of the IT guys from our IT department is going to give you a courtesy call. Those are the guys that, you know, create the website, that are going to update the listing. They're going to do the keywords so you can be on the first page. They'll give you a courtesy call tomorrow. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 to 40 minutes to spare, brother?
Let's say around noon.
All right. Hey, let me just double check that's available then. 1 second.
Yeah,
because okay.
I'm going to be working on a project, and I'd rather do it around lunchtime.
Lunchtime. Okay. Un momentito. Permíteme. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I do have it available. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me lock that in. All right. So they'll give you a call at 12 o'clock. Noontime. I left you in the English department. Is that okay? Because we have English and Spanish department. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, even though you haven't said a word to me in Spanish, brother, but you understand everything I'm saying, so I know you
no,
speak
yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
Porque todo lo que digo me entiendes. So I would have known by now if you...
No, yo estoy diciendo todo.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, it's all good, man. I was like, man, this guy hasn't said nothing in Spanish, bro, so I don't really know.
He's lying. He's a no sabo.
He's a no sabo. Hey, you said it, bro. I didn't want to say it. That did run through my mind. He's like, it's only a no sabo kid, you know, but it's all good, man. All right. Here, bear with me 1 second. And then I have to create a password for the account, Zach. This is just in case you ever call us. You wanted to make an update on your Google profile. You wanted to add a picture. I mean, we just have to verify that we're only speaking with you and you alone. So there's three questions.
Yes.
You can choose any of these. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
So let's do the pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay. What is it?
It's Roxy, R-O-X-Y.
X-Y, Roxy. I don't know, for some reason it sounds like a small dog.
Oh, yeah? No, this is a big pit bull.
Oh. Okay. That's one of those, they call tiny or big, big old dude. Okay. Roxy, gotcha. All right, bear with me here 1 second, man. And I'm sorry that I'm asking you this question again. I know I asked this a few times. The system just prompted me to verify with you that you are able to take on work if it comes from the Google platform. You said yes already, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, brother. Let me see. You ask that question. Okay. Like I tell you, man, you'll see, man. Do us a mirar once you're on Google. I say, no, man, what was I thinking?
Right.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second here. Okay. All right. Bear with me. The email address that you provided me, you have access to that, right, brother?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So you'll get the confirmations there in 1 second here. I'm almost done here. You'll get the confirmations there, so just bear with me here. Okay, and you're the only one authorized on the account, right? You don't want to add anyone else?
No, yeah, I'm the only one authorized.
Okay. All righty. Perfect. Okay, bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay, and then to satisfy this 299 so we can get the ball rolling, Zach, the company allows you to satisfy this two different ways. You can either take care of it with a company card, si tienes uno, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
So credit card isn't available?
Credit card is available. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I was just making sure. You said personal, so I thought automatic is like a bank card. So
No. That's why I say either a business credit card
right.
Or now, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google Stack, La Tarjeta, it has to say the name identical, the way it's on the card, or our system will not accept it. So does it say Zach Velasquez, or does it have a middle initial?
No, let me Actually, I never checked that. It should just say Zach Velasquez. Yeah, it just says Zachary Velasquez.
Zachary, okay. Entonces
yeah,
es
so
Z-C-A-C-H-A-R-Y. A-R-Y, okay. Y Velasquez, the way that I spell Velasquez, I have an S in the beginning and then a Z at the end.
No, they're both Z.
Okay. See, I have familia that se apellida como tú, but it's with an S and then a Z.
I know, everybody has it with the S, not with a Z.
Yeah, it's not common that you see two Z's, so I mean, that's a little different. On the tarjeta, dice A to C remodeling and repairs or no?
No, no, it just has my name on it.
Just your name, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay, one second here, let me note that. Okay, all visas start with the number 4 tag. Go ahead when you're ready, and then I'll get the confirmation to your email.
Oh, sorry, I dropped it here. So it's 4400. That's the first numbers. And then it's 6673 and 7389-3175.
Okay, expiration date?
0828.
And then the last thing, it's going to be what is called a CC code. It's going to be the last three digits behind the card.
So it's 081.
Okay, Zach, give me one second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. Okay, bear with me here one second.
Yep.
All right. All right, bear with me one second here. All right, and before I get things processed, I just have to reach you our verification to make sure that I have everything processed. Just do me a favor, bro. Mañana cuando te hable el guy del IT, just please make sure that you answer the call. It's pretty important because if you miss it, then I have to reschedule it. If you can't take his call or si estás ocupado, just let him know. And then they can reschedule it. Se hace más fácil.
Right. Like answer it and then let him know that.
Yeah. If you're busy, decirle, hey, ¿sabes qué, bro? Ando un poco ocupado. I'm a little busy. I can't take your call now. And then what he does is that he's going to lock you into his schedule, which is a lot more open que si yo lo hago. You know, because now they're going to get you into their schedule. And he can say, okay, you know what, Zach? Te voy a hablar para atrás en unos 30 minutes or an hour, 2 hours. You know, si lo hago yo, a veces I gotta schedule it for 2-3 days out, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Before I process this, Zach, I do have to walk you through what we call a voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, this is going to be sent in writing to you with your invoice via email. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions or concerns, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to explain anything to you. Welcome to Local Splash. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and it also works as an added form of protection for you, Mr. Velasquez. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the company?
A to Z Remodeling and Repairs.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the business?
Zachary Velasquez, and I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. And you are the authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of A2C Remodeling and Repairs?
Yes.
Okay. And you are the authorized party on the credit card information you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mr. Velasquez, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the campaign. Okay, for this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay.
Or do I say yes or I say okay?
No, yes is fine. It's just saying que cuando te llamamos or we send you an email just to respond, you know. If we call you to say, hey, Zach, do you want to upload this picture? Just make sure you answer or say no, not that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We just want to make sure we get the ball rolling in a timely manner. Keep in mind that you would be listed now on Google's first page, and because of that, it's going to give you an increased visibility, obviously. So if you get calls from any third-party vendors, keep in mind that if you ever wanted to verify that it's us on the phone, you can always ask, hey, what's my pet's name? And if si no te dicen Roxy, I would suggest just hang up. Okay. So,
oh, yep. I see. Yep. Yeah, because there's, I've been cautious about that too, because when I went on the Angie's app, there was a third party trying to reach out to me, and I asked her some questions, and she got shook and just hung up. I was like, oh, that was fake.
And that's good, because a lot of times they get in, like, make you seem that they're your company or make it, you know what I'm saying? So right away when you say, hey, a quick question, what's my pet's name? Obviously, for us, it pops up in our system right away, right? So
right.
If somebody tells you, what do you mean? Or, you know, you're like, yeah, okay, no, thank you.
Yeah, you guys would know that's a security question.
Yeah, you, right away. Yeah, right away they would say Roxy. Then you're like, okay, I'm speaking to the right guys. So just as a heads up, okay? In the event that you happen to hire another company that does marketing, I mean, esto casi no pasa. It only happens, like, when you have, like, different companies in other states. If you were to hire another marketing company for any reason, all we ask is that you keep us in the loop, because we want to make sure we're not duplicating our efforts, right? So we want to make sure if, you know, you're building another website, we tell you, hey, you already have this, you already have that. So just make sure you keep us in the loop if that happens. Okay.
Yep.
As part of the verification process, it's important that we receive any documents. Mañana que
I'm sorry, you're cutting off. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, you're cutting off bad. No, I can't. I can't hear nothing. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I just unplugged my headset and plugged it back in. Maybe that helped.
Okay.
So it's important that you provide any documents que te pidamos within 7 days, brother. Okay? So please make sure that you provide those within 7 days. The payment is going to be processed.
As in, what,
yeah, like,
sorry,
documents
and how?
Yeah, like pictures. If you have your insurance, I mean, no lo tienes que tener, but if you have the insurance, que dijiste que tenías, pictures about, like, the things that they want us to put on the website, anything that you ask at the end of those information, just try to have it available within 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. The payment will be processed today.
Sorry, you're breaking up again. You're breaking up again. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
Are you calling me again? No. You're calling me again?
Yes. Hey, brother, can you hear me now? Hey, this is my cell phone, bro. See, you have my personal cell phone number. Nobody has it. No, estoy mirando que no nomás es para mí. El sistema right now de nosotros está, like, I don't know why they decided to update this right now. This is horrible. Pero, yeah, están haciendo update. Here, just give me a second. Ahorita, I'll get this processed. The payment is going to be processed today. El total today is $398, acuérdate, because of the $99 setup fee. And then every month, it's a flat $299. Okay? That does not change. $299 never changes. It's going to stay the same. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, and then we do ask you for to give us there's no contract, okay? Zach, so you're not obligated to stay with us any time frame. There's no contract. Lo que te pedimos es de que nos des for to see the maximum results on Google to give us 3 months to see the, I mean, you can cancel at any time, right? Because there's no contract. But to see the max results, we ask you for 3 months of your time. Obviously, you can stop the service at any time. It takes us 7 to 14 days, so you can see the listings on Facebook, and then the website will be up and running as well within 7 to 14 days. And it takes us a few time after to get you on the first page. But you'll see that you'll have presence and ya vas a estar corriendo. Deja te doy el número de customer service, and just in case you ever wanted to stop or cancel the service at any point. Just keep in mind that the first month ya quedó pagado. Obviously, that's the only, you know, one that you can stop. Pero we don't think you're going to have to, bro. But I have to let you know this information. You know what I mean? It's my obligation to let you know this because we work under Google guidelines, and I cannot tell you anything that's not. But, you know, you're going to look at the results and make your own decision. But do you have a paper or pen there?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. That number is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Keep in mind that you can call that number anytime to stop the service if you wanted to. We just ask that you do it 3 days before the renewal date because your renewal date is going to be every 24th of the month. So as long as you call like on the 20th or 21st, okay? So, all right, bear with me here 1 second, brother. All right, y ahorita te van a empezar a llegar las the confirmations to your email. Give me 1 second here. I'm letting them know that I'm talking to you from my cell phone. They don't want me to do that because it's not recorded. Really. Wait, the man, I see, no. I was like, hey, man, it's not my fault, dude. Like, what do you want me to do? Okay. All right, yeah, the payment already processed. That went through already, brother. Ahorita, te van a llegar unos confirmations to your email. And bear with me. Let me make sure if you got them. It just says that we need to get that. There's a few things that you just got to initial. That says that you give us permission to call you, so or text you, so we can get the ball rolling.
Oh yeah, you're there. Yep, they're faster than me, brother. Apenas me a meter ahí.
So yes, right there where it says please click on here. All right, click on that one, please. Once you click on there, what you're gonna look for is your phone number, bro. Okay, right underneath your phone number. Vas a mirar donde dice, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number, so you click there. And then underneath that, I certify that you're the authorized holder of the card and that the information you gave us is complete and accurate, so you click on that one. And then el último, you acknowledge that the payments are recurring and automatic, so the next one won't be until the 24th of next month, so you click on that one as well. Okay? And then right underneath that, vas a mirar donde dice click here and type your name as seen. Tienes que poner tu nombre exactly como está ahí. Zachary space Velasquez with a capital Z and a capital V and then hit confirm signature. Let me know when you hit confirm signature because if you did it correctly, it's going to take you to another page that's going to ask you for a username and password and it's going to say welcome to Local Splash. Okay, bro, ya lo que tenías que hacer tú ya quedó de tu parte, brother. Okay? All I'm going to ask you is don't miss the phone call tomorrow at 12 o'clock, bro, with our technician. Okay? And like I said, you know what? I want to be the first one to say welcome to the family here with Google Services, bro. I think you're going to be pretty happy. Just be a little bit patient. And once you see the ball rolling, you're going to see, you know, maximum results within those 3 months, like I said. And one of the things that I do want to say is just, if you have any pictures that you want us to upload to the website, have them tomorrow at noon. So you can just ship them over. You can have them on your phone if you do, and you can just send them over. And then we'll start working on that. But everything is said and done. I'm not sure, Zach, pero a lo mejor te tengo que llamar para atrás just to read the last two or three sentences que no se quedaron grabadas en la llamada. And you know how the company is, bro. They're like, They just want to cover their you know what, you know. So I don't know if they're gonna make me do it, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna ask me like, oh, you know, it's not recorded and yada yada. But all right, brother. Ya está todo hecho. You don't have to do anything hasta mañana. If anything, I will call you back just to read that last portion. Pero as of right now, ya completaste todo. Again, welcome on board, and you know, you'll see. Like I said, man, once you see that what we can do. Ya no vas a necesitar pagarle a otras personas, bro. Again, you know, thank you, Zach, for giving us that opportunity to work with you, brother. We're looking for this to be a long-term relationship like all of our clients. And again, we'll give you a call tomorrow at noon, brother. No, Mr. Velasquez, you know, they have to mando mi number, bro, but, oh, you know what? You have my cell phone, bro. save my number, man. Si por cualquier cosa, you can shoot me a text. And normally, literally, you're the first guy that ever has my number. Shoot me a text message, and then if you need help with anything, if I can't do it, I'll make sure that the correct department does it for you.
I appreciate that.
Nah, no te preocupes, Zach. Thank you for the opportunity, brother. Let's work together and, you know, get you up there. And, again, we'll talk to you mañana. All right, brother. Take care, man. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Mario. Hello, Mario.
It startled the hell out of me.
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Not really.
Yeah, the same thing happened with the customer. Because I can't hear you. How about now?
Now it's a little bit better.
Okay. You know, the headset that you sent over, it kept disconnecting on me through the middle of the calls for whatever reason, and OJ couldn't figure it out. So I'm using the goddamn one that plugs to the computer, a little cheap-ass thing here.
Well, ask him if we can return that headset and get a new one, replace it.
Oh, okay, I don't mind returning it.
Yeah, maybe we can just replace it. Ping him. Let me see here. Let me ping him. I'll do a three-way chat with me, you, and him, okay?
Okay. And I have the other one, too. I can send them both back.
Well, the other one's not going to be under warranty or whatever because it's so old.
Oh, okay. Shit, I have them together. Fuck, now I don't even know which one it is. I'll send them both back.
Okay.
But anyhow, in the middle of my clothing, the fucking system shuts down on me. Unbelievable shit, man. You know what? And I thought, oh, is it one of these fucking guys? Because he gave me the credit card and I'm ready to process. And he's like, hey, I can't hear you, bro. I can't hear you. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Right.
And so anyways, my dialer went completely down. So I called them on my phone, and I finished the recap on my phone. I told him that I might have to call him back because, you know, the last portion of the recap has to be on a recorded line.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I could. But not right now because he was busy. But he was all good, man. The guy was all good for the sell. And they didn't allow me to go back and put TK on the system. So hopefully you guys can fix that on your end.
You have to send it to Virginia and ask her to assign it properly, and she can.
Okay. I seen on the account, on the notes, it's already assigned properly.
Okay. Then she took care of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at it here, and she put it on the notes. So I just wanted to get with you on that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Seems
now,
like everything's going to be good.
Yes. I had a question. When I'm filling, when it asks me here the GBP link, because they do have one, that's the one that comes up on the top, right, where it says, like, www.locosflash.com, that's going to be it, but the link, every time I copy it, is super long. Is that normal?
So if you go onto the Google profile itself, it'll
okay.
say website directions share, and if you click the share button, you can
okay.
grab the link that way as well.
Oh, just hit copy link or
mm-hmm.
copy.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you learn something every day. Okay, see,
you
I didn't know that.
You certainly do, my friend.
my goal for this week is 10 sales, ma'am. That's
awesome.
That's my personal goal.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get it. All righty, I just wanted to check in with you on that and make sure PK got her money. I think we're good. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, one question. I can't find this guy's, I look for his damn Facebook. I can't find it anywhere. Can I just move on and put,
You can just say, please ask.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm here breaking my head trying to find this shit and I can't. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye.
That was because of oscillations. Thank you.
Thank you. ruido que está dormido bullpen.
Ay, cabrón.
Logging into right now. So I don't know if you can call me back because I just delayed it, spending time on this other call, and now what you're saying is far more interesting than what I just got, and I think I was deceived because they said they were from Google.
Google. Right.
So, yeah. So, I don't know if you can call me back at, like, 10:30. I will be done.
Okay. Well, I brought Mario on. I have him here.
Okay.
Mario, are you with us?
Thank you very much. I'll take you from here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing?
Good, but I have a meeting, a Zoom.
Yes,
I need to log into Mario, and she was very informative, and she was giving me a lot of information, but I was trying to see if she can call me back. She was saying something about a promotional rate. I wanted to find out the rate of your service.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much understand what it was, because I just got a call before this and was misled, but she explained, gave me some more clarity. So what would that rate be for the new business under a year with you guys?
We are running a promotion on that. I mean, I will be as brief as I can. I mean, do you have, what, maybe 2-3 minutes to spare?
I have 2 minutes until 9:50.
Okay, perfect. So, very quickly, I just want to ask a couple questions, and then, you know, I'll give you the price on the promotional rate. Question number one, do you have a current website for French Estates Junk Removal or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Question number two, are you open and available to take business if it starts coming through the Google platform?
Yes.
Okay. So there's things that are included with the pricing, which is like building you a website, putting you through social media, putting you on Apple, putting you on AI, artificial intelligence, because they're partnered with Google. Obviously, the main one would be placing you on Google's first page. Okay, that's where the bread and butter is at, okay? And then we will list you, let me pull up that right here for you all really quickly. And you're only doing junk removal, Cynthia, or are you doing other things?
And hauling. I got
and
one
hauling.
More minute left, and then you'll have to call back later.
Yep, no worries.
I can't be late, I'm sorry.
No worries. So we would list you next to, like, Nick the Junk Removal in Bloomington, who are on the first page, Bloomington Junk Service. The promotional rate that we're offering right now, it's pretty discounted. It's actually $299. Okay, I just realized it's quite a bit low. And that's a flat rate, Cynthia. There's no – you don't get charged for the calls. You don't get charged for the leads. It doesn't matter whether you get 10 leads or you get 50 leads or you get 5 jobs or you get 20 jobs, the $299 – is a flat rate monthly, and that's all you pay. You're not paying anything else. That includes the website and includes all the other platforms that I mentioned to you, and obviously, most importantly, it includes the first page of Google.
Okay. Can I get contact information? I have to go.
Yeah. If you like, I will call you. What time did you say you want me to call you back?
10:30.
Okay. I can call you at 10:30. No worries. Bye-bye now.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.